Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Myanmar police fired on protesters around the country on Sunday in the bloodiest day in weeks of demonstrations against a military coup. At least 18 people were killed, said the United Nations. President Biden offered his support on Sunday to union organizing efforts as Amazon workers at an Alabama warehouse vote on whether to unionize. In a video posted on Twitter, the president told workers that are considering joining a union that they face a vitally important choice. Virginia lawmakers approved a bill on Saturday that will legalize recreational marijuana in 2024. Virginia will be the first southern state to vote to legalize marijuana for adults. Putting to rest talk of a third party to break off from the GOP, President Trump said there will be only one Republican Party, united all the way. Trump spoke at the American Conservative Union Conference in Orlando, Florida on Sunday. This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Irv Cross, a key member of the NFL Today and CBS Sports for more than two decades, following a career as a player and coach in the NFL, died Sunday near his home in Roseville, Minnesota. Previously diagnosed with dementia, he was 81 years of age. President Trump, speaking at CPAC in Orlando, Florida Sunday, gave some love to Rush Limbaugh.
The wife of talk radio legend Rush Limbaugh joined the former president for his speech in Orlando.
I also want to pay my love and respect to the great Rush Limbaugh, who is watching closely and smiling down on us. He's watching and he's loving it and he loves Catherine. Catherine, thank you for being here. So great. Thank you, Catherine. He loved you, Catherine. I will tell you that.
Limbaugh's family said Friday that he was buried in a private ceremony in St. Louis. Rush passed February 17th from lung cancer at the age of 75. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
President Biden was in Texas Friday. Val Dior from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Joe Biden and First Lady Jill heard firsthand from Texans still struggling from that brutal winter weather on his first trip to a major disaster area since he took office. He was briefed by emergency officials and thanked workers for doing God's work. He promised the federal government will be there for Texans as they try to recover, not just from this storm, but also the health and economic crisis caused by COVID. Tens of thousands of Houston area residents are still without safe water, he learned while visiting the Houston Food Bank and a briefing from Acting FEMA Administrator Bob Fenton. Homeland Security Advisor Liz Sherwood Randall accompanied the Bidens to Houston, and they were joined by Governor Greg Abbott and Senator John Cornyn, both Republicans, as well as a long list of Democrats, spearheaded by Houston area members of Congress, Harris County Judge Lena Hidalgo, and Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner.
At least 4.3 million Texans lost electricity at one point last week during the winter storm. Millions more lost water or were under a boil advisory. NASCAR's winner Sunday, William Byron, talks about winning after a tough start this NASCAR season.
Which was going to be good, and we had some issues. So it was a tough start to the season, but we didn't think about that going into this week. We just thought about executing a good race, and, it's always nice when the speed's there, but I feel like, we put in the effort to make sure it was, and It was kind of a flawless weekend, really.
NASCAR continues this weekend in Las Vegas, Nevada. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound?
Everybody... I know there was so much to watch over the weekend. I don't know if you caught this or not, but I thought this was quite touching, and Tiger Woods had a tweet about it. His appreciation to the fellow players in the PGA that decided to wear red and black on Sunday. Kind of a visible shout out to the GOAT as he is recovering, you know, from that accident here in Southern California. With us right now is Phil Hotzenpiller, the founder and president of American Faith and senior pastor of Influence Church. Hey, Phil, how are we doing?
I'm doing fantastic, Bill. Good to hear you on the radio. Always.
Yes, and I'm here close to you now. I'm on the West Coast, buddy.
Come on.
Hey, I'm telling you, I'm still shocked. I went to go get gas, and I left Florida. I was paying about $2.30, $2.40 for a gallon. I come here, it's $3.60, $3.70. What the heck? Welcome to California.
Well, we're just trying to take care of Governor Newsom. You know, we're just trying to help him out a little bit.
Well, from what I understand, you guys are getting close to two million signatures, right?
Yeah, there's 1.1 that are certified. There's another 700,000 plus that are ready to go to the registrar. And then that was report, because I just met with the committee head on that last week. And it'll probably top 2 million without a problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but the thing is amazing, and this is what they ask in the East Coast. They go, wait a minute, they're really monitoring every signature for the recall Newsom, but they didn't do it for voting.
No. Well, it's not that important, you know, in a national election. It's
only
important when Pelosi's nephew.
Yeah, exactly. This is amazing to see what's going on here. But, you know, this is, you know, hey, look at this is politics. It's rich with irony. There's plenty to cut with a knife here and to see what's going on. Hey, look, I want to talk to you about, I know you've addressed this, the globalist agenda. You know, people hear that, but I don't think they're it's quite connecting, and they realize what's happening here. I mean, this is why, I mean, they understand, I guess, in part because of Trump, and of course he was out for CPAC on Sunday, a 90-minute speech reminding everybody once again that it's about America first. When America is first, then the American people are taken care of, as opposed to what's happening under this current regime in the first 30 days that seems to want to place America behind everybody.
Yeah, and what's happening is, first of all, let's just kind of make a couple of statements to get this thing started. First of all, a one-world government is not a conspiracy theory, all right? And I'll talk about that in a minute. The aim or the goal is borderless world, which you see that agenda on the forefront. Conformity on every level, that's it. And then here's the big thing. It's predicted in the Bible.
Yes.
So if we kind of go back to it, you know, the issue of nationalism has become on the front burner of a lot of voices, that there's something wrong with nationalism. And if you think about it, what's the root word? Well, it's nation. Mm-hmm. So the idea is that there's something wrong with having a nation that's sovereign, distinct from other nations. And so when we speak of nationalism, we speak of self-governance. We talk about a national sovereignty where we promote the interests of our nation, mm-hmm. of our homeland, over others. Well, a one-world government and the agenda that we see playing out is that we want to destroy that, and we want to take away our history. Does that sound familiar?
Yes.
So we can become like other nations. Maybe a great example of this was Mark Cuban saying, we're not going to play the national anthem anymore before games. Because why? I don't believe in nationalism anymore. That's really what he's saying.
Yes, exactly.
That's the essence of it.
Yeah, and this is the thing. This stuff, it like everything, it all starts so subtle. And some of these are trial balloons to see what the reaction will be. And when people don't react, they go, okay, well, they can accept that this far, so we'll just push a little bit more, and they keep pushing. But it's all to the end goal, because even under a globalist one-world government, I mean, who do they think is going to be running the government? Do they think it's the United States, or could it be, as you reported last week? I mean, China is elbowing their way to the top. They want full control of all this.
Oh, yeah. There's no doubt about it. And some of the latest moves on Biden's part confirm that there's some collusion on some level, whether it's his son or him directly, with China. And there's a lot of favoritism. I mean, I think the great example that Trump gave yesterday at CPAC was we pulled out of World Health Organization, paying him $500 million. China was paying, what, $39
million? Mm-hmm. Yes.
And now we're back in.
Yeah.
Not at 39 like China, we're back in at 5.
Yeah.
So, you know, that to me speaks volumes.
Yeah, like we should be so thankful and say our investment, our $500 million in the WHO, was so well-founded because they served us so well during COVID, right?
Exactly. But you see, I think if we kind of back it up, and I know you've talked about this before, but this move called the Great Reset.
Yes.
And Klaus Schwab is kind of the executive behind all of that in the World Economic Forum. And basically what he wants to do initially is a reset, use COVID. He said this is an opportunity to reset the world, and the starting point would be capitalism. So we don't want capitalism anymore. Why? Because it empowers the middle class, it empowers the conservative. Because if you look at small business owners, most of them are family oriented, most of them are conservative, and many, many of them are Christian. So if we can destroy middle class by destroying capitalism, we take away independence, and therefore we have a two-class system. We have the elite upper, and then we have the lower class working proletariat kind of people.
Right. Like this has never happened before, right, Phil?
It's something in my history, I don't know, there's a name, is it Mao Zedong? Is it Stalin? Is it, I mean, this is what's really happening here.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I understand. Look, I chuckle a bit, but it's just, it's also dangerously curious. And this is what we're playing with. And people need to realize that this is a serious thing, because we're not heading somewhere that's some sort of pipe dream or some, you know, faint theory. This is serious, like you cannot believe. And we've been warned about it, like you say, oh, yeah, in that Bible thing, you know, that word of God thing that said this is the human projection and trajectory of a governance and a power a power struggle that will take place, because you've got people that feel they're so elite that they know better. I mean, you know, when you think about it, Phil, I mean, how many people are we talking about that want to pull the lever here?
Well, it's you know, the numbers have got to be really small. But but what happens is, if I tell a lie long enough, I
yes.
can believe it.
Yeah, well, that's what Andy Andrews wrote about in his book, How Do You Kill 11 Million People? You just get the bigger the lie, the better. And that's how that happens. And here it is. America has abandoned the truth. They mollified it by saying, oh, it's all relative. You know, it's your truth. It's my truth. You know, it's all good. Let's just get along, until we don't get along anymore. And your truth is irrelevant. That's where we are right now. Phil Hotzenpiller is with us, the founder
Senior President of American Faith, Senior Pastor of Influence Church in Anaheim Hills, California. And more from Phil Hotzenpiller on the other side of the break. We're coming on 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Hi, I'm Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ in the languages people were born to speak. The Indian government has tightened restrictions on out-of-country contributions to non-governmental organizations. New laws in some states also restrict Christians from fully practicing their faith and witnessing to others. The government's goal may be to hinder Christianity, but the Tide Ministry is determined to continue in its mission. We will persist in airing evangelistic programs in places like India so that people can hear in their own language the truth about Jesus. Our listeners compel us to persevere as they respond to being touched by the love of Jesus Christ through the Tide Ministry. One listener recently wrote, "When I listened to your program, I was blessed. My family members also listened to the program, and we are interested in learning more about Jesus Christ." To learn more about the Tide Outreach in India and how you can help spiritually hungry people hear about Jesus in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Hello, this is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. Did you know that the unemployment rate for homeless veterans was twice the national average? And without proper shoes, it's hard to get a job? Here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. People from all over the country helped us with our annual Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Shoes and Socks for Homeless Veterans. There was a time this summer where we believed that probably it wouldn't be successful because of the pandemic, but decided to go ahead and do it anyway. We reached out in the local community and on the various radio shows that I'm on, asked for their support. In a little over 3 weeks, we received 400 pairs of shoes and over 1,000 pairs of socks for homeless veterans so they can go out and look for a job and have a decent pair of shoes to wear. We at Songs and Stories for Soldiers and all the 400-plus soldiers who will receive these shoes and socks say thank you for your generosity. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day.
Martinez for We the People.
Hey, welcome back. Fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. I am Bill Martinez, Phil Hotzenpiller, the founder president of American Faith, the senior pastor of Influence Church in Anaheim Hills, California, continues with us. Phil, this one world government that we're moving to, I mean, there's no stopping it. And that's what people need to understand. I mean, we, like anything that has to do with the prophetic, God has given this. I mean, it's a blessing. It's a gift to those who have ears to hear that are true followers of God, lest we'd be surprised and overwhelmed. So the challenge that we have, and you and I have discussed this many times, is that we have to sync up with God's intention. We have to be in alignment with what God is doing so that we do not get overwhelmed. First of all, God tells us in advance so that we're not surprised, but it's also a preparation stage. Right now, it is time for us to prepare for this. So, you know, as a pastor, as a visionary, what should we be doing?
Well, I think, first of all, I always go back to local government is your key. You're going to be more affected by your local government than you are by what Biden's doing on a national level.
Right.
And yet that's the biggest rattling of sabers you're going to experience. There are a lot of counties in California, Orange County is one of them, that didn't experience the, you know, the despotic kind of ruling that Newsom did because they just refused to enforce it. And local government said, this is our county, and you're not going to mess with it.
Right.
And same thing's true in a few other places in California. So local government is key. Obviously, prayer. You need to be people of prayer. You need to be vocal. If you think your voice doesn't count, you're wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Every politician understands that one voice is worth a block of about 40 to 50 voters. Mm-hmm. So voice, you know, call up the phone, drive them crazy, whether it's you know, a local or national level, the people that represent you. I think those are some of the keys. And then I think also just be informed, understand and know what socialism is. I mean, you can go to our website, AmericanFaith.com. We've got some great resources. We want to be a news source that's reliable and gives you opinion that's not only conservative, but we're going to tell you what's wrong and what's happening out there.
Exactly.
So those are a few things I think could be really helpful.
Yeah, the Bible's clear. My people perish for lack of knowledge. And in time, when there's so much information out there, we've also were warned that there will be a time when knowledge will be so available, but yet people will be, you know, this is the Bill Martinez version of it. People will be stupid. And I hate to use that word. If my father heard me using that word, he'd slap me across the head. But it's a contemporary expression these days. And this is what's happening, is that we've been dumbed down to such a degree that, we're going to be easy pickings. And that's what seems to be the indicators. The other thing, Phil, I will bring to mind here, and you and I have got to talk more about this. I interviewed an attorney from Arizona last Friday. His name was Dan Schultz. And his plan, what they've been doing in Arizona and why Arizona was protected, to your point, was at a local level, they made an aggressive move and have done this over the years to become precinct committeemen. And that you, when you talk about where the rubber meets the road, it is right there. And kind of like what happened with the Obama administration, where they let go open all these federal judgeships, this, in a sense, is where the decisions are made on a local level as who become, you know, who become the candidates and who votes on them and how many positions. In some cases where there's supposed to be like 4,000 precinct committeemen, there's like maybe 1,500, maybe 2,000. So there are plenty of openings where, you know, somebody who is passionate and wants to be a we the people solution maker, they can do that very powerfully and very instantly and easily. So it was quite revealing what you know, what this attorney has been able to do. He said, Bill, his name is Dan Schultz, and he said, Bill, you know, all it was the things I learned in seventh grade, and I just started employing them, and we have made a huge difference. So this is starting to catch on. In fact, I spoke with a buddy in Florida before I left, and he goes, Bill, this is exactly what we're doing. And so I sent him the audio, and he goes, yeah, there's, you know, some nuance changes and all this, but yeah, this is exactly what we're doing. And I said, we've got to do this wholesale across the country. And what it is it's not about starting a third party, as Donald Trump said the other day. You know, that would be, you know, it just wouldn't work. I mean, we would be, you know, compromising the strength. But it's a time to obviously reform the Republican Party, because the Republican Party is a force. I mean, you can tell it's kind of unraveling. I mean, these rhinos and these other people who have come in with a different agenda, you know, under the guise of being a Republican, and they're not Republicans. They're just that in name only. That's it.
Right. Yeah, no, I agree. I love that.
I'll send you the audio track so you can hear the interview, and then I'll get you connected because you need to talk with this Dan Schultz. I mean, I'll tell you, it stopped me in my tracks, and we got a great response. You know, people were going, "Hey, tell me more. I want to know more about this." So, pretty amazing. But that's where we can do something very effectively, because that's the other thing people are asking me. They go, "Wait a minute. You know, we talk about the three most powerful words in the Constitution: 'We the people.' Well, what's going on? I mean, why have we the people, we've lost our power and authority?" And I said, "Well, we haven't lost it. We surrendered it. And the fact of the matter that we do have it, and it's enumerated clearly in the U.S. Constitution, means that it can be reclaimed. And you can reclaim it quite easily in little things like this as a precinct committeeman." Mm-hmm. Kind of cool, huh?
It's really cool. I love it.
Yeah,
I love it. Yeah, I want to know more about that for sure.
Right, exactly. So we'll get that.
There's great opportunities out there to make a difference in a local government, and we just need to grab those as fast as we can.
Mm-hmm. Now, you say the American Faith has a new website. It's all brand new and exciting and everything, so you can tell people about that.
Yeah, so we've taken it to the next level as a media network.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you go on there, you're going to be able to see the RSS feeds that we select from different sources.
Good.
We also have an opinion. I have a managing editor that oversees that, writes original content.
Mm-hmm.
You're also going to find great links for podcasts, different things on there. And it literally changes every single minute because as new feeds come in.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, exactly.
It's not a static website at all. So if you visit it this morning and
I'm just looking at it. I'm looking at it right now. I'm looking at it right now. I mean, this is like, a news feed that is that gives you a sense that you're getting something credible here, as opposed to the fake news that we've been bombarded with for the last decade.
Right. No, it's I'm really excited about it. Everybody that's seen it has been just overwhelmed.
Wow, this looks great. This looks great, Phil. This is awesome. I mean, you got videos there. The news feed that's going on, like you say, you can see where it's constantly changing reports on what happened in CPAC, which you're not hearing a whole lot, in the mainstream media for obvious reasons, because they're clearly threatened by the revival. I say the revival of conservatism.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's the thing. They know that their time is short. They know that there's not going to be, that Biden and Harris are not going to get reelected. I mean, there's just no way. They're going to tear up as much ground as they can in 4 years and roll the dice and hope that Trump doesn't run again. I mean, that's really what's happening here.
Right, exactly.
And so,
Phil, let me ask you this real quick. Did this stop me in the tracks last week? Why are Dems, just the question, why are the Dems want to take away the new codes from Joe Biden?
Well, I think they know what Joe Biden's capable of, and that is confusion. Obviously, they want to hand it to Harris. That's really what's going on here. They're trying to transition power.
Without an election in the back rooms of the power brokers of the Democratic Party.
Right. Yep.
That's pretty scary stuff. Yeah, and to me, I mean, if the voters don't wake up to that, I mean, that was quite revealing, I thought. Anyway, 30 seconds left. I'm going to let you summarize and take us home, okay?
If you want to be on the newsletter, you can go on contact and or click on the live feed at the top, and or you can email me directly at info@AmericanFaith.com. We'll get you on our newsletter that right now is weekly. We're going to probably go to a daily very shortly.
Very cool. Founder, president of American Faith, and senior pastor of Influence Church in Anaheim, Phil Hotzenpiller, has been with us. Phil, Godspeed. Thank you, pal. Take care.
Bye-bye.
This is sponsored by IBM. 10 historically black colleges and universities are joining the IBM HBCU Quantum Center, a first-of-its-kind quantum education and research initiative aimed at driving diversity and inclusivity in the quantum workforce. The center is designed to prepare and develop talent at HBCUs from all STEM disciplines for the quantum future. Dr. Kayla Lee, Growth Product Manager, Community Partnerships at IBM Quantum.
IBM's goal with this Quantum Center is to provide underrepresented institutions and students with access to IBM quantum computers via the cloud, educational support for students learning to use Qiskit open source software, and funding for undergraduate and graduate research.
Howard University, which serves as administrative lead of the center, will work directly with IBM and a network of 23 HBCUs to provide cross-institutional support. Quantum computing will benefit greatly from a diverse community of researchers, developers, and businesses that can help advance the technology and identify commercial applications. Visit IBM.com/quantum-computing.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Vietnamese police fired on protesters around the country on Sunday in the bloodiest day in weeks of demonstrations against a military coup. At least 18 people were killed, said the United Nations. President Biden offered his support on Sunday to union organizing efforts as Amazon workers at an Alabama warehouse vote on whether to unionize. In a video posted on Twitter, the president told workers that are considering joining a union that they face a vitally important choice. Virginia lawmakers approved a bill on Saturday that will legalize recreational marijuana in 2024. Virginia will be the first southern state to vote to legalize marijuana for adults. Putting to rest talk of a third party to break off from the GOP, President Trump said there will be only one Republican Party united all the way. Trump spoke at the American Conservative Union Conference in Orlando, Florida on Sunday. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
We're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. Micah Muzio is back with us, the senior editor at KBB. That means we're going to be talking cars, and we've got some, oh my goodness, some great ideas this year for you to consider. No need to sacrifice comfort or style for a cool car at an affordable price. And, you know, Micah always has some great ideas for us. From a stylish exterior, newest tech to safety features and reliability, today's car shoppers have varying needs and preferences when looking for a new vehicle. And these days, affordability is ranking high on everyone's list of priorities. Right, Micah?
Oh, my gosh, yes. In fact, let's start this with a quiz. I'm going to ask you a question. What do you think the average transaction price is for a brand new car in America now?
I want to say around $25,000.
That's a great guess and exceedingly wrong. The correct answer is $40,000. Isn't that crazy? $40,000.
$40,000. That is the mean. That's the mean average.
Yeah, that's the average transaction price, and what's precipitating that is a big move towards SUVs. People really prefer that upright seating position, and SUVs are just more expensive. So, that's also, if you price a full-size pickup truck of late, they're really pricey.
Oh, my goodness.
But because I know, right? Isn't it amazing?
Yeah. Well, but you're right. You're right about an SUV, and I didn't realize. I mean, in fact, I just purchased a new SUV myself. And I mean, the steering wheel cools down. The steering wheel heats up. The technology in this car is unflippin' believable.
Yeah, it's kind of amazing. But even though that average transaction price is rising steadily, there are still some really cool cars that you can buy for very little money. In fact, I've been at Kelley Blue Book now for about 14 years, and we've always done our list every single year of the coolest cars under $20,000. And it's shocking to me that after all that time, we can still make that list. So I'm going to throw out a couple of cars that you can get under $20,000. And just a quick point of clarification, this is not MSRP. This is the Kelley Blue Book fair purchase price, which is reflective of what people actually pay for cars at dealerships. So let me start things off with a car that I definitely wouldn't have thought to include a few years back, which is the Toyota Corolla hatchback. If you told me that a Corolla was going to be on our coolest cars list, I would have laughed at you. But yes. That hatchback, man, it's so cool. It's got this really cool, sleek design. It kind of looks like, if you went back 20 years, it looks like a custom car from the import tuner scene. And it's just stock like yes. that off the factory floor. And they've got really cool colors, too. There's this thing called Blue Flame, just vivid blue paint job, and you can get a contrasting black roof. It's super cool. And the other thing I love is that you can get it with a manual transmission. When was the last time you drove a car with a manual?
Wow. Yeah, not since I was in Europe.
Yeah, it's been a while. Yeah, the Euro folks, they appreciate a manual. So I like having the manual available. Another one I'll throw out to you, Chevrolet has brought back the Trailblazer name for a new subcompact SUV. And it's really cool in similar fashion. They've got a really nice color palette. They've got two different blues. They've got a red. They've got this copper color, which is a very bold choice. But a really neat-looking little SUV, a ton of space. 25.3 cubic feet of cargo space, which is a lot, especially for a subcompact SUV. But it's got a ton of cool safety too. 10 airbags standard, lane keeping assist, which will automatically steer you back into your lane in case you departed. And all of that stuff is just standard on a little SUV that you can get starting under $20,000.
Wow, what value. That is awesome. That's available. You know, the thing always amazes me, Mike, every year is how these designers come together and they decide on, you know, particular colors. Like you say, the colors for this year. I mean, you go out there on the lots and you see, you know, some really sexy looking colors that are available.
Oh, 100%. Color really changes the vibe of a car. Some show off those body lines better than others. But the manufacturers are definitely figuring out that with some interesting color choices, you can really, you know, make a statement with your car. But yeah, so some really neat choices there. And then we also, have another list, our coolest cars under $30,000. And speaking of colors, there's some really interesting colors on the new Ford Bronco Sport. So the Bronco name was around for a long time and then it went away. And so Ford's brought back the Bronco, and they've got a big Bronco, and then they've got the littler Bronco, which is the Bronco Sport. And man, it is such a cool SUV. I spent a few days driving the Bronco Sport through the mountains out here in California, and I can attest to the fact that it is a legitimate off-roader. Four-wheel drive comes standard. And we were driving over some stuff that like kind of blew my mind, but it's such a neat little vehicle. It's got five terrain modes, so you can dial in the vehicle behavior for what you're driving over, whether that's sand or snow or whatever. And it's got this what they call a safari roof, which is like a stepped up roof line, kind of like you see like a safari vehicle. But if you're in the back seat, that means you have much better headroom. It's such a cool SUV, and again, you know, that starting price is well under $30,000.
Yeah, maybe if Tiger was driving that, he wouldn't have had so much problems, right? Just saying.
Oh, man.
Only because you introduced it, I thought, okay, you know. But we're glad that he survived. I mean, that was a tough deal. But like you say, that's the other thing, too, about the SUVs. I mean, safety is really built into these cars, isn't it?
Oh, it really is, yeah. You know, I would say that the best accident, though, is the one that you never have. And one of the things I love is that a lot of the cars on our coolest cars list have active safety features built into them. So, for example, I mentioned that Corolla. So that's a sub-$20,000 hatchback, but as standard equipment, it includes things like lane-keeping assist and automatic emergency braking. So basically, if you stop paying attention, it can help steer the vehicle back into its lane. Or if you're inattentive and the car in front of you suddenly stops and you're not aware of that, it'll warn you with a beep, and it can even apply its own brakes to help mitigate a crash. And all that stuff is just standard equipment on a car, again, that's under $20,000, which to me is amazing. A few years ago, that's the kind of stuff that you'd have to spend a lot of money on a premium car, like a Mercedes. You'd have to spend thousands of dollars on a Mercedes to get that, and now it's just expected. It's just part of the package.
Yeah, I'll tell you, if you're not used to driving that initially, it kind of freaks you out, you know, but then you appreciate very quickly that you have that kind of warning, and it really works out great. In my particular car, I got left, I've got right, and I've got front, you know, that it's protecting you all the way around. So if a car cuts you off, it immediately decelerates for you. It's very cool, this technology.
Yeah, and I, it's cool to have that tech, but for me, what it's so powerful is that it's available to people who don't have a ton of money. That's just included as standard equipment on a lot. lot of these cars. Same thing with that Chevy Trailblazer I mentioned. It has all that safety tech just built in.
Mm-hmm. Well, Micah, you've been doing this for a while, and we were talking about this list that you put together. What's the criteria? How do you guys do this? I mean, you got a dartboard out there, and you just throw darts at them? If you're, oh, okay, that's good. No, you know, I mean, obviously, probably no, much more scientific than that. I mean, you know.
Yeah, you know me, I'm the arbiter of cool, and so.
Yes, yes, of course.
Like, it's funny because when we think about cool, it's naturally quite subjective, but, you know, we think about things like style. So a really good test is when you get out of a car and you're walking up to like a gas station or something. If you look back over your shoulder to get another glance, that's a really good sign.
Yes.
And a lot of cars, you know, it's funny, these days you can't really buy, it's hard to buy just a straight up bad car. And so one of the ways that car makers distinguish their vehicles from other manufacturers is through design. And so, you know, evocative design is something we look at. We also look at fun to drive. And, in fact, you know, one of the cars on our under $30,000 coolest cars list is the Mazda Miata. Such a classic choice for fun. But you can get a Miata for, like, under $27,000. Mm-hmm. And it's such a fun car. I don't know if you can cram more fun in a car for less money. I mean, we're in winter now, but spring's coming, and you want to throw the top back, wind in the hair. Doesn't that sound good?
No, that sounds awesome. You know, the other way to tell when it's really cool, speaking of gas stations, when you go in there and people forget that they're filling their gas tank, they're watching your car, and next thing you know, gas is coming out of their tank because they've overfilled it because they're paying more attention to you than their own car. Then, you know, that kind of reaffirms that you're super cool, right?
Oh, gosh, yes.
Or at least your car is.
Yeah, nobody cares about you, but they love the car.
Yes, exactly.
So, I mean, that's like a little quick taste of some of the cool cars on our list. But, I mean, there are so many choices that are available. And the thing I always think is that if you haven't bought a car in the last few years, you really don't know what is out there. There are so many different choices now in terms of cars, and the technology has definitely changed since the last time you bought a car. I mean, you just went through this, right? Like, were you kind of surprised at all of the new technology?
Absolutely blown away. And, Micah, we got to leave it there. Now you know why he's the arbiter of cool himself, Micah Muzio, the senior editor of Kelley Blue Book. Micah, where can they go for more information? I'm going to give you the last word.
Just head over to Kelley Blue Book, KBB.com. We've got a ton of great information if you're buying, selling, or just researching cars. We'd love to see you there. KBB.com.
Two chocolate chip muffins coming in. Thank you.
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
Hey, can someone get that?
Like at Claire's Cafe. To satisfy demand for takeout, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
This is sponsored by IBM. Industry leaders IBM and Delta Airlines have announced a multi-year agreement under which IBM will help Delta respond to changing economic conditions by providing technology and industry expertise. IBM will transform Delta's computing environment to run on a hybrid cloud architecture. For Delta's customers, the digital transformation to the cloud will ensure an enhanced travel experience in the future. Greg Land, IBM Global Industry Leader, elaborates.
Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, the world's airlines are experiencing numerous challenges, including plummeting demand. IBM and Delta have a history of collaboration that have led to innovations for Delta and the airline industry. IBM's team of experts are working closely with Delta to create a new operating model that will transform and modernize their digital environment, which in turn will improve the digital passenger experience and overall customer satisfaction.
This agreement demonstrates how IBM is prepared to help clients like Delta reap the benefits of application modernization and hybrid cloud technology. Visit ibm.com/travel.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour, and we've got the director of PluggedIn.com from Focus on the Family, the one and only Adam Holtz joins us now. Hey, Adam, how are we doing, buddy?
I'm great, Bill. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I hope we're hiding the kids. Boy, all the stuff that's happening in the news today, you know, New York is unraveling. More and more information. Looks like COVID is, you know, leveling out. We may have flattened the curve here. That's good news. You know, you got people back in schools in Colorado, right? But there's some other states where, you know, these kids have been out for a year, and this is just an absolute disaster. I mean, how do they catch up?
No, I don't know how they catch up. I mean, I feel like our situation has been pretty good. They were out completely for a while, and then move back to a hybrid system where they're in, depending on their grade, either 3 or 4 days a week, and then a couple of days at home. And, you know, I think even just the transition back and forth between are we home, are we in school, it's just been awful. And, you know, my wife and I are both reasonably engaged trying to help them. And yet for parents that are working and don't have the ability to be home with their kids, I mean, it's been a disaster. I saw something to the effect of in Boston, like 40% of the students haven't been showing up for online stuff, 40%. So wow. I don't know. It feels like a crisis that's going to have repercussions for years, if not longer, to come, because there's going to be all kinds of remedial work that needs to be done. But how do you do it?
Well, there's no doubt. First of all, we got to take it out of the realm of the political, and we've got to do that which is reasonable and right for our fellow man. But that goes back to our moral fiber. If our moral fiber is not intact, then we become a band of hypocrites, like what's happened. I don't know if you saw this story or not, but California Teachers Union president, he's outed for pushing COVID class closures, but he sends his kids to private school.
Yeah. Well, I mean, here's the thing. Without even getting particularly partisan, obviously when people have privilege and power, there is a deep temptation to believe that they get to play by different rules and that they're not accountable. And, I mean, we've seen it over and over and over again with that kind of hypocrisy. And so it's frustrating to have people advocating for strict and harsh and even draconian limits when, you know, on the side, they have no interest in submitting to those limits themselves.
But when you have an environment that caters to the elite, why not? I mean, it's easy to get there as opposed to having an environment based on the Constitution that says e pluribus unum. With the many, there's one. Okay, so what's the right thing for all of us? How do we share in the burden of COVID that makes sure that, you know, there's the least amount of harm done to our kids, that their brains are not atrophied? I mean, you got some of these kids that have been out of school for over a year, Adam. Yeah. And that's why I asked you at first. I go, how do we make that up? Because now these kids are their brains have been dormant, and now we've got to wake them up real quick and, you know, get them back to some sort of speed. I mean, in a sense, I mean, you think about it, you know, we've had situations in schools where decisions have had to be made because a child didn't achieve at the level, so you held them back. Well, in this particular case, because of COVID, these children are being held back.
Yeah. No, through no fault of their own. And,
right.
And I think the real double whammy here is not just that their brains are atrophied because they've been home for a year. I think the real killer is, for many of them, and honestly, we've wrestled with this in my family, they've been home for a year on screens nonstop.
Yes.
And so you have the double whammy of trying to unhook from a screen addiction that was, for many people, out of hand before COVID. Mm-hmm. And we have, you know, a lot of data that says it's 50 to 100% worse now than it was a year ago.
Wow.
So, you know, you got to deal with that addiction too to even bring back the attention span to begin to do that learning. So it's a complex stew of problems here, definitely.
Well, I got to tell you, our hearts and our prayers are for families and, you know, parents like you and your wife, Adam, that, you know, you have a responsibility for your kids. You're trying to get them through this. I mean, I can only imagine what you're dealing with. You know, my kids are grown up, but I'm thinking of the grandkids right now and what they're, you know, how they're being impacted and all these families. I mean, it's... it's a tough situation, and I pray for patience and wisdom for these families, that you will maximize this opportunity, because that's the thing that happens in any kind of crisis. There's always opportunity if you breathe a little bit, you breathe and you think about it and come up with some, you know, some ideas. And like a lot of parents, you know, whether it's private school, in some are finding out, you know, hey, this homeschooling thing's not that bad. I can handle this, which is amazing. It's remarkable that, you know, parents are stepping up like this, and, you know, husbands and wives are sharing the responsibilities, and husband's really good at math, wife's better in, you know, social study kind of things. And, you know, they're kind of tag teaming this thing and realizing that together, hey, you know, their kids are going to be fine, you know, and yeah. And it's a big victory, I believe, for these families to be able to experience this.
Right. No, and that's absolutely right. And again, I think that where you have intact and engaged families,
mm-hmm.
that intact and engaged family structure
right.
pays dividends.
Without
and
a doubt.
Where you have single parents, maybe, you know, there's through no fault of their own, a lot of people end up as single parents, but the burden that they face is even more staggering.
It's enormous.
Than it was before.
Enormous,
you know?
Exactly. Yeah, and you feel for them, but you know, out of it though, you're hearing success stories where you get, you know, these super moms or super dads. You know, we call them that because, but yet they themselves go, hey, look at I'm just flowing to the need of the family, you know, and I've had to make it work in the midst of, you know, a full time job and all the other responsibilities, and hey, we're you know, this is a family project. We've all come together and said, okay, here's the objective. You know, things have changed a little bit, and you know, we're gonna take on the responsibility of homeschooling, and God bless them for taking that on, and it's gonna pay dividends. I'll guarantee you it will pay dividends for these kids.
Yeah, it will. And you know, we all have to do the best we can. And I think, as you were, you know, saying earlier, you know, there was a time in our country where we really naturally rallied around each other just as a matter of course. And,
right.
and maybe you have to go back as far as post-World War II when that was really true, But I think that, you know, we have become an increasingly fragmented, polarized, and individualistic society. And I think it's a time now to try to set some of that aside and say, what can I do to help those around me, my neighbors, my
yes.
friends' kids,
good point.
Kids at
exactly.
church, because it really is going to be have to be something that we tackle together, I think, to come through it as well as I hope that we're able to do.
When you talk about it takes a village here, and I'm hearing reports, just to your exact point, is there neighborhoods that are coming together, and they're networking, and, you know, setting up little mini classrooms, you know, and the kids are, you know, going from one house to the other, and, taking advantage. And I think this is awesome. It's practical. It's something that we've done, like you say, innately, in flowing to the
yeah.
need, and, you know, serving our neighborhoods, I mean, you know, which in essence will, you know, bleed into helping out the community. But right now, to the immediate need, I mean, look at the neighborhood and you say, well, okay, hey, look, we've got about six kids here. Is there something
right.
that all the parents can come together on? We can share responsibility and help one another and be able to get through this. And in some cases, it's unique. But and I applaud those families that are able to do that because, what's the objective here? We need to get our kids educated. And meanwhile, I think you're getting to know your neighbors a little bit better as a result of this, too. So I think it's potentially win-win, right?
And the other win here is, I mean, if you drive through my block before the election, you would have seen both Trump and Biden signs. And I think it's an opportunity for us to say, you know what, the things that may be separating us politically, some of those are super important issues, but we're here together. We're living together. We're raising kids together.
Right.
Can we put some of those aside for the common good? And so I think there is an opportunity here to, on a street-by-street basis, instead of being more polarized and partisan,
mm-hmm.
man, we're in this thing together, and
exactly.
I don't care what kind of sign you have up in front of your house.
Yeah,
you know?
This isn't a war amongst the
no.
citizens. This is a war against a pandemic for the very lives of our children and their future. And so you have to set that aside for the greater good, right? And hopefully, again, in some cases, that's being done more successful than others. And I say, for everybody else, I pray that you find peace in the middle there, and you can come together on behalf of your children and for your communities and one another. And I think that in the long run, as you say, you will realize that being a Democrat or Republican, not that big a whoop. It's not the most important thing, you know, without a doubt. Hey, good movies here that you've reviewed here. We got Bigfoot Family, Tom and Jerry, of course, Billie Eilish, which we heard a little bit out of the weekend. Some news came out. I guess it's all part of the promoting of the movie. The world's a little blurry. And Cherry. Huh?
Yep. Yeah, you can always come to PluggedIn.com and get everything you need for movies and all kinds of entertainment.
Yeah, see, and then when you're here with us on Mondays with Adam, you get a little bonus. We talk a little bit about the culture and, some things that God has shown us. And we just want to be an encouragement to you that, hey, he's still on the throne, and COVID didn't catch him by surprise. He's still in control. Right, Adam Holtz?
That is exactly right, Bill.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The time is now to capitalize on the electronic health data security in the American market. Electronic health data security is an industry that could potentially grow to around $25.5 billion a year. Global big data in healthcare was a $14 billion market in 2018 and could potentially grow at a combined annual growth rate of 20% to reach $42.8 billion over the next 4 years. Find out which companies are leading the charge now when you text the word NOW to 48542 for your free research from Avid Health Sector Insights. We've identified an undervalued company that could be positioned to benefit from the electronic health security boom in the U.S. markets. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Get your report now when you text NOW to 48542. Text the word NOW to 48542 for your free research from Health Sector Insights. Text the word NOW to 48542.